I'm doing good. I'm excited about today, and, you know, God is good. The fact that I'm alive is proof.
Okay, so Lil Mo, you got the R&B Divas LA reunion part 2 tonight, and last week it was kind of tense.
And just judging by the feedback that I got from the people who have seen it already, second one is even more intense.
Oh, my
gosh. There's a resolve, so I'm glad about that. So I can't wait to see it.
Wendy Williams, I think she did a great job as the host. What did you think?
She did an amazing job for her radio background that gives her the good questions to ask because she's really wants to know. Like, what the deal is with her crossover appeal because she's on TV now. I knew that she wasn't going to be as brazen as she would have been back in the day. But she was raw. She was uncut. She gave it to us. She didn't let no stone go unturned. She was well needed for what we did. And we broke the record numbers. And for that, I know we're going to do even greater tonight. So 10 p.m. is a go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it tonight. And then you got the whole controversy with Dawn because she didn't even show up last week, right?
Yeah, Chad, she didn't show up.
Yeah, I read in some magazine where she was talking about how she didn't like how she was portrayed on the show. Do you feel the same way?
I love the way I was portrayed. What I did for the cameras and what is what I do in real life. If you don't like how you're portrayed, change your life.
Hello.
When she told them to get on the show and be chosen part of the cast, and then she got there and didn't try to act like she was a humble lamb, she needs to be slaughtered. I'm just like, let's be real. Like, come on, enough is enough, and that's the last time I'll speak that name.
Because
I think people are giving her too much power. Like, last week, I do not like what she did when she was tweeting all this stuff. Girl, if you wasn't there, tweeting from the couch don't count. Girl, bye. And good riddance. We are done. I've been her guys because she has a lot of issues. Some that I won't speak about because she told me in private. But I will tell you that she needs serious prayer. With her issues, those come out by praying fasting. She needs an intercessor to go for her. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I know that's right. Take her to the king.
Hello, and leave her at the throne, baby.
We are talking to Lil Mo, and coming up around 1:45, Lil Mo's going to tell us which R&B diva inspired her to become a part of the show. Stick around. It's 97.9 The Vox. It's 97.9 The Vox, and we're talking to Lil Mo. Now, Faith Evans and Nikki Gilbert are both producers of R&B Divas. Do you have a relationship with either of them?
I know Faith for years. Honestly, she's the reason why I started doing hip-hop and R&B because I heard her song, You Used to Love Me, on the radio, and I was just like, I got to meet her. Child, rhythm and blues is dying. So this made us all of us unsung. Now we can sing again. Hello?
Yes.
That's just the real of it all because nobody was giving out opportunities. Much as people try to act like they were fully booked, no, it was not like that. Now we are. Well, I know I am. I can speak for myself. Now my calendar is flooded because people realize, oh, my God, she's alive.
Yes.
And they see that, and they know that I can attract attention, and my heart is in a great place. It ain't about the money or the honorary, I'm booked and this and that. No, baby, there's some engagements that I'm doing that's not even paying. But I see the vision, and so I want to make it play, and I want to see it flourish, thrive, and go forth. And I want to be a part of that movement. So that's why I signed up to do R&B Divas LA, because I was just like, all right, it's not a heavy coin, but it's a good look. And now it's going to put me back on the map.
That's
so God
good.
Is good, and I thank the ladies for that.
All right. And I'm so happy to see you back, too, because, one of my coworkers, we were just talking about this, about people who can really sing and like who's out right now that we really believe that can really sing. And and I was like, you know, I'm glad to see Lil Mo back because you're one of those people that we know has talent and can kill it.
And the proof is on iTunes and online everywhere. My single, I did the theme song for Divas, so now I made a whole song by myself, and it's out today.
Yes, like, I'm a diva.
As you see, I'm a diva. You can get it today and tonight. After the reunion, I'm going to let everybody know, because with us being on the show, like we got the showcase and, you know, merchandise. So I have the song that I did during the monologue. Everyone requested it so much, we recorded it, and that'll be out. I'm going to release the date tonight at 11 p.m. So,
nice. Very nice.
Stuff is coming out. Diva's out now. Like, God is so good. The doors that are flinging. When I say flinging, you know a door could be cracked open. But when I say the doors is off the hinges,
yes.
That I open it,
yes.
I'm so glad. I'm so, like, I feel like shouting in this car.
Yes. I am so happy for you. Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
You.
Now, before you leave, really quickly, you know, especially being in reality TV and having to deal with a lot of criticism and people, you know, like you said, really seeing who you are, you know, sometimes you got to deal with situations that you might not have expected. And I saw a lot of people going in on your husband on Twitter. How do you handle those situations?
We laughed. I was like, and people that know they was like, he don't think my husband pays all this money to keep his hair like that. He just likes that. He had dreads, so he still wanted that look. And I was just like, oh, okay. And I always told him, I said, you gonna scare the white people, hello. But you know what? He has a sweet spirit, and then once people hear him sing, they be like, you know, I don't even care that his hair look like that.
Yeah.
Like, and he wasn't letting nobody in LA cut his hair. He has one barber named Wade, and that's who cuts his hair and does his lineup. But I'm gonna tell you what we did do as a marketing strategy and plan, and what we did in our company meeting, we sat down, we set far as images. Yeah, we look cute, but we're going to the next level. He and I have started our extreme diet together. And extreme, that means it's just like, it's a total weight loss system. We're back to working out, eating healthy. He done got 30 pounds.
Ow.
He done got his hair cut for, like, and he's an artist too, so he's about to sign for a major label. So I'm just like, child. Just tell them, keep looking.
Yeah, it's like, we ain't worried about y'all.
yeah, at all. Because, our kids are so excited. They just think we're so famous. And so we're just happy just to be here. The fact that people watch just to say, oh, his hair look like shit. Nobody not going to say it to his face because that brother can joke. Like,
oh,
he
yeah.
can take a joke. That's the reason why we didn't take it serious. But there were some people that, you know, went a little bit overboard. Why you was discussing the stuff about your kids? Right there. I said, first of all, it was a whole discussion that we had during our family day, and they edited it down so you could get the core of the discussion.
Yeah.
But my kids know very well that my daughter's biological father, who's my first ex-husband, they know very well that, you know, what's going on, what has happened in life. So they weren't shy or sad to talk about, you know, if we move to California, y'all coming with me. They hyped, and I even spoke to their dad since then, and he was just like, well, as long as you don't take away my parental rights, he wants to see them shine. And he stepped up to play. Now, he ain't paid his child support.
Uh-oh.
But he's coming around more when dealing with the girls, because I told him that love that you can give them, trust me, they get that love at home.
Yeah.
You know, my husband stepped in, and he's taking care of these, I call them the bonus kids. It's Jada says these are his bonus kids.
Yeah.
But he's been in their life. He's been in my heaven's life. She just turned 11 since she was 6 years old, and Gotti was like 2 years old. So, like, for him to be there, like, that's all they know. And so they're not going to forget about their biological father. And I don't say, oh, you can't call your dad. You can't do this. If he come around, cool. If not, trust. We done made it this far, and God will continue to take care. And we're going to be on TV.
Right. I heard that.
We're going to make the best out of the situation. I've never been the bitter bride from Baltimore that sit around waiting for her baby daddy to buckle over. She's not that one. Oh, also, you're in Houston, right?
Yes, H-Town.
I'm coming out there. You know, my tour with Ja Rule starts in November, my birthday. It will be our first show. Well, not our first show was in Houston. Our first show was in Corpus Christi, but we have a show in Houston, so I would love to see you. There are tickets going sale tomorrow, so look at the doors. Look at the doors.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't even know about this. So you're going on tour with Ja Rule.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
It's about to be great. And the beauty of it all is because we've all matured. Everybody's like, I thought y'all was beefing. No, child, we got kids.
Yeah, we're in a different place now.
And we have a fan base. And, you know, just the fact that he's home, he's just like, y'all just want to share with the fans. So we're doing, like, big arenas. I'm so hyped. Oh,
yes. God.
Like, you just don't know. I'm so excited about everything. I'm glad I waited my turn. It's really my time to really show the world who I really am. We're going to have fun and do it like we're doing it this evening.
All right. Well, I cannot wait. Limo, I am so excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us a call today. We'll see you tonight. You said there is a resolution that's going to happen tonight.
Lord willing. I know it was work for me because, you know, a lot of people are like, why was you crying? I don't know how they edit it, but I was telling about a story about something that happened with me and my sister when we were young. So just, you know, I got to let those kids. When I cry, trust me, that's my safety net for me. My tears keep me from losing my mind.
Yeah.
You know? So just know, when I'm crying, trust me, I'm not no punk. I'll throw these shoes off and we can tussle in the dirt. But, no damn, because I don't have the time. But when my kids are just watering my garden of victory, and they keep me safe, that lets me know that I'm human. Because people that don't cry, I don't understand. They don't have no emotion,
right.
No feelings. But I was emotionally attached to certain situations and things that had hurt me. So my kids actually helped me get over them, and now I'm victorious. So you'll see that that's the result. When I speak of things, I speak for myself. I can't speak for the other ladies, and I won't even try. But I do know when it comes to me and myself, I'm bettering myself.
Yeah.
And trust me, it will be evident with everything that I'm doing in the come. And if anybody, JJ, I beseech you, if you see me slipping, just tell me. Just say, Mo, that's not.
And I would.
That's not how you would play.
And I would.
And I would. That's what everybody needs somebody to say.
Yeah, you need people to hold you accountable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the people that I'm connected with. Just like Mo, now you know.
Right.
And trust me, I listen.
Now, Mo, let me ask you this.
Yes, ma'am.
If there were a song that represents how you feel, could you sing a little bit of that for me right now? What is the song that represents how you feel right now?
The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Trials be great. And the way it's in God, it's in the will of God. It may be on a mountain peak or in the valley low, but wherever, wherever it may be, if God says go, go, hallelujah.
That's
my testimony. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes,
Lamar,
ma'am.
You got everybody up in here in tears.
All right.
Get that little Karen Clark Shear there. Okay. All right,
yes,
girlfriend.
Ma'am.
Thank you so much. We'll see you when you come to Houston. When are you coming again? When are you going to be
here? I believe
it's
November.
November?
I want to say the 20th. I know the tour starts the 19th. It starts at Corpus Christi.
Okay.
But I'll definitely let you know. I'll make sure I get the word to you.
Okay.
And stuff like that. So,
cool.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Lil Mo, everybody. We'll see you tonight. R&B Divas.
Yep.
I love you, Godmama.
Oh, thank you. Love you,
Bye, girlie.
Bye.